Yeah, it's a happy birthday to Hugh Douglas today. His jersey number year. I'm not sure we call that. It's not your golden birthday. It's your jersey birthday?
Jersey birthday, I guess. Yeah, that's not about right.
Now, the question is, I mean, you got to 53 for your Eagles jersey. Now you got to get to 99 for your Jets jersey. You got to make it to 99, right? That's what number you're with the Jets, right? 99?
Oh, no. I don't want to be here that long. That means stuff ain't working. I'm probably wearing a diaper. I'm cool. They can have that one.
99 is old, yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you're like 90, you probably want to get to 99. When you're like 50, you're like, that's a long way away. I get that. I do get that. All right, welcome back. 215-592-9494. Are you losing hope in this Phillies team? Excuse me. As we're having some pizza, we're having a big party here for you today. We have cupcakes, vegan cupcakes, of course, plant-based for Hugh. There's also plant-based pizza here. You've really leaned into the new style, new lifestyle here, plant-based Hugh.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I'm just saying, man, feel a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't eat all my oatmeal this morning, so that was a little bit of an issue for me. But, yeah, I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good so far.
What do you mean you couldn't eat all your oatmeal?
I mean, it was just, I felt full. I guess that's one of the things about being old. I felt full.
And eating oatmeal. That's an old guy thing.
I eat oatmeal. You're not an oatmeal guy?
I mean, like, I don't dislike oatmeal, but, like, don't you just associate eating oatmeal and things of that nature with old people?
I mean, we could be real about it. I like oatmeal, but it's boring. It's boring. What do you have, an oatmeal?
Eat your oatmeal.
It's pretty boring. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to find out if Hugh Douglas knows himself. So beat the hammer this morning. They did Hugh Douglas trivia. We're going to ask Hugh those same questions. You would think he'd get them all right.
How do we think he's going to do?
I think he's going to do pretty well.
It all depends.
The questions are about you, though. I mean, it's about you. You should know all the answers. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls here, and we're looking for gifts to give to Hugh. The best one we hear today is going to get a spot midday show Fantasy Football League. All right, Bruce in D.C. is up. Hey, Bruce.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Bruce, we're good. We're having a birthday party here. How you doing, Bruce?
Yeah, here, man. Hey, look, Hugh, big Hugh, man. Hey, look, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I heard that you don't have any special plans, but you're going to have a low-key night. But
yeah, just chilling.
Just a couple black and milds, yep.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. It would have been nice that we could have been talking about something more pleasant, like the Phillies winning instead of losing, you know. But, hey, it's all good, you know.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah. So, two comments. And look, my first thing is for the Phillies. Look, my brother actually won commenter of the segment last night because this is a late night segment because he works at night. He torched the Phillies, rightfully so. And we're kind of on that same vibe. I mean, we both just gotten to the point where, like, sometimes we'll talk about the games. I say, look, I don't even want to look at the games anymore. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm just, like, so frustrated watching them. And ever since the All-Star break, they got issues in other places in the lineup. They have some pitching issues. But I'm going to tell you, my anger is towards the first three. And I've been saying it over and over and over again. You can make adjustments in the pitching. You can talk about some of the other players. But they're making all of their money. And they are the ones that's failing us right now. And what I cannot understand is the fact that if you look at them bad, it's so frustrating because they all have the same bad habit. They're not watching the ball. They're not paying attention to the pitch counts. Like, for example, you know, if you have a pitch count at 2-1, don't swing at the damn ball. Let the pitcher throw the strike.
Yeah, it feels like there's no plan when they go up there. I mean, sometimes, especially Trey goes up there sometimes, and I don't understand what he's doing. Like, you know what? He'll get it. He'll get his fair share of hits, but the plan at the plate, I don't get it.
No, and it's just aggravating. And Harper is even worse at that. I mean, we could talk about Castellanos all he wants. Hey, look, Castellanos is doing better than all of those guys. And it's just, I don't know. I'm just at my wits. And I'm going to tell you, here's the other thing, too. And the way I'm looking at it now, let's say, for example, they get back on a win streak. They start winning the games that they need to win, and they start for. I'm not even worried about – I don't even care about what they do from here on out. I mean, yeah, I want them to win, but I'm not going to be impressed because when come playoff time comes around and that hit – and that – it's when it re gosh, I mean, when they start going cold again, it's going to be the top three again, and they're going to crash and burn in the
playoffs.
Well,
yeah, if or when they go out, we know how it's going to play out. I mean, you could write the script right now. You know, Schwarber, Harper, Turner go cold, and the whole thing goes bad. Bruce, give us something you'd give Hugh for his birthday. What would you give him?
Hey, in honor of Fartgate, a fart cushion.
Oh, Bruce, knowing the show well. Bruce, good one. All right, so Bruce coming in there with the fart cushion. All right, let's grab Dennis, and then we'll play a little Hugh Douglas trivia with Hugh Douglas. Dennis in Newtown. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday. I'm positive. I think they're going to be all right, but I like to do things. I'm tired of this home run derby. How about Kevin Long? Okay, he's supposed to be best coaches. I want him to play old time baseball, off hit line drives, singles, doubles, first and I want to tell Topper, how about second, nobody out. They can't bunt. All right, second and third.
Well, they could. It depends on the situation. I don't want to bunt in the first and second inning of games, Dennis. Given away outs. But yeah, in the right situation, they could do that.
Don't do that. He's trying to hit a home run.
The only issue is, and I think a lot of people feel like you do, Dennis. They're not built to play that way. Like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber are not, and Castellanos are not small ball players. They're sluggers.
Remember, get to the hottest team. They were 12th seed, and they were hot. They made it to the World Series. And when they got in the playoffs, what did they do? The pitcher. The second time they went to Arizona, like buffoons swinging at every pitch.
Yeah, that's always the issue, Dennis, that they chase too much. Dennis, we appreciate the call. I know the need for small ball comes up every time the Phillies struggle. When you employ Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, you're not going to be a small ball team. And the other thing is, like, who are their small ball players? You would think Stott, Rojas, Turner. But Stott doesn't get on base enough this season to play small ball. Rojas, again, we know.
He's starting to come around a little bit.
He's been better, but he's not like he hits 300, so he's not on base all the time. And Trey doesn't run anymore. Has anyone noticed this? For 2 months, how many times has Trey Turner stolen a base since he got back from the IL? Once?
Yeah,
twice?
It's been.
He doesn't run anymore.
For what he was and what he was built to be, he hasn't been that since.
He can't even beat out a double play.
I know. So, like, those are your small ball guys. Two of them don't hit much, and the guy that hits enough, he doesn't run. So, small ball, what do you want Topper to do? Start off with a bunt down the line by Schwarber tonight?
Old-time baseball, Joe.
You know what I want tonight? I want a Kyle Schwarber lead-off home run. Not small ball. I want a bomb, 420 feet, take a lead in the first inning.
Okay. That would be nice, but... can that not be the only run that we freaking score the entire game?
You're asking for a lot now.
I mean, that's part of the reason why. Like, we do not put runs across the plate, and if we do, it's coming after an out. Like, the first run we got yesterday was a ground out, a fielder's choice. Like, that seems to happen every game.
It feels like they've scored a lot of accidental runs.
And that's all of our runs.
It does feel that way. All right, let's see how Hugh does here. So this morning, beat the hammer. I was listening, and I was like, all right, what's today's theme going to be? Because usually the theme fits with the weekend or the week, you know, NFL draft or the start of the NFL season or whatever. And I couldn't place what today's theme would be as I was tuning in to Beat the Hammer. And then I heard it. It was Hugh Douglas theme.
Yep.
So the morning show, Beat the Hammer. DeCamera won again. I forget what number he's at, 240-something or whatever for his wins. But, Hugh, the theme was about you. So we're going to give you the same test they had with DeCamera this morning and their contestant. Let's see how well Hugh knows himself.
So, real quick, I mean, is the bar beating that bum Jackson or getting all of them? Like, you are Hugh Douglas.
So, did Joe get them all? He got them all,
Joe
right?
Joe got them all. Jackson, I think, got like -1. He was terrible.
Well,
he was one of the worst Beat the Hammer contestants in a while.
It was pretty rough. That was not good. I think the bar should be close to all of them. Again, the questions are going to Hugh about Hugh.
This is Hugh Douglas trivia.
All right, Hugh, how do you think you're going
to
do?
I usually like to set the bar low so that the expectations would be right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, man. So I'll try to go with the ones that I think wouldn't be like completely obvious to you. Hugh Douglas, your first season with the Eagles was 1998. Three quarterbacks started at least a game for the Eagles that year. Instead of naming one, see if you can name all three.
Quay Detmer, Rodney Peete, and Bobby Hoyne.
That is correct, Hugh. I'm trying to get the correct sounder here, but it's, yeah, nothing's clicking for me back here anymore. So, all right, Hugh.
Because that Rodney Peete was wild, man. Rodney Peete was wild.
Rodney Peete was wild. Your 2000 season, Hugh.
2000?
Yes, 2000. A huge season for you, bud. You had 15 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Only two other Eagles had more than five sacks that year.
Oh.
Do you know who they are?
I thought this was a challenging one this morning.
Indy Kalu?
It's not Indy Kalu.
Damn.
So can you get one of the two? Give me another guess. 2000 season.
2000. What did I say? Brian Dawkins?
No. You needed more than five. So, Corey Simon and Mike Mamula.
Yeah, I forgot about those guys.
I would hope you would get how many seasons you spent in Jacksonville.
One.
Yep. You had two sacks in your playoff debut in the year 2000. What team did you play?
Tampa.
Yes, that was Tampa. Is that going to work now? Nope. Salter's correct sounder's not even working anymore. Since you joined the team in 1998, only three players have had more sacks than you. Can you name all three of them?
Fletcher Cox,
mm-hmm,
Brandon Graham, and Trent Cole.
That is correct. Good job, Hugh. All right. Let's see. Oh, all right. Here's a little bit of a variation off the one that I asked you. You and Reggie White are two of the six Eagles to get 15 sacks in a season.
Ooh.
Can you name any of the others?
Clyde Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Brown?
No. There are three more guys.
Seth Joyner?
No. Actually, one of them is recent.
You mean in the 15 sacks? Oh, a 15 sack season.
Yep.
A guy we've talked a lot about this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's his name? Hassan Reddick.
Yes, that's correct. Two more. Do you know who the other two are?
I want to say Fletch.
Mm-mm. Jason Babin and Greg Brown.
I forgot about Jason Babin. Most Jason people Babilini.
Yeah, most people have tried to forget about Jason Babin.
All right, last one here. You're actually doing a pretty good job. Which 2000 Eagle joined you on the AP First Team All-Pro team? It was you and one other guy on your team. 2000. Who was it?
2000 First Team AP All-Pro. Corey Simon?
Oh, sorry, it was not Corey Simon. It was Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.?
No.
No, he probably was not even born.
Yeah, he was little.
I would, you know what? He probably wasn't born. No, but it was Jeremiah Trotter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, man. Yep.
Yeah, but how old is Trotter Jr.? 23? Then he wasn't born in 2000.
He was.
That's a solid performance.
Yeah, you know what I noticed? The questions about Hugh, he got right. The other ones were like
I ain't care what nobody else is doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn them teammates.
Forget about those guys. A little Hugh Douglas trivia with Hugh Douglas this on the afternoon show.
I'm actually most upset about Salter's correct sounder not working, so we couldn't have done the proper Beat the Hammer.
Now, my question is, did he remove the sounder from working so it only works for Beat the Hammer? It's like proprietary to this morning.
It's possible there could be some sabotage going here.
I think there was. All right. 215-592-94.
Went bad.
94. No, I think you did pretty good on that.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
I mean, the fact that you at least got your own questions right, that was good. Like, if we asked you how many years you're in Jacksonville and you didn't know, that'd be pretty bad.
Yeah, because it was.
You lived it.
Man, that was probably the worst year ever. Bought a motorcycle that year.
What happened to that motorcycle?
I never forget. When I brought it home, I was like, ooh, because I was bored, right? So I just bought a CBR 993 and rode it home. And I was like, hey, at the time when I was married, I said, hey, hon, I bought a motorcycle. She said, wait, let me go increase your insurance. And when she said that, I was like, that's kind of messed up that she said it, because she was like, you know, motorcycle death trap. And I never rode it again. That was the first time I rode it.
Wow,
rode
she
it
scared home, you right out of that.
Scared me right out of that.
So you sold it back? Or
there it is.
I sold it back. No, as a matter of fact, I sold it to a teammate, a friend of mine that played for Carolina, and he came and picked it up. Sold it the next day.
Wow. So, I mean, she got you right. She got you.
Yeah, because the way she said it was just like a matter of fact, let me go ahead and increase this insurance. And I was like, that's really messed up to say.
Well, she worked. Whatever
yeah,
she did, worked.
She did exactly what she was trying to do.
Yep. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mr. Surehands in West Oak Lane. Hey, Mr. Surehands.
Yo, brother. Well, let me get y'all's Yeah, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Happy birthday,
thank
man.
You very much. Thank you.
I'm calling to accept this last spot in the fantasy league.
He's calling his shot. All right.
I got the ultimate triple threat gift for you.
What you got?
So we'll get you some Zookeeper cigars, get you a realtor, and I'm going to sing you happy birthday. You ready for that?
For a grown-ass man to sing me happy birthday?
Hey, you know I'm the best singer in the world, man.
I didn't know that. I'm just saying. I just
remember that national anthem I gave y'all?
No, I got you, dog. Yeah, I got you. You're right. My fault. I just was like, just was thinking like, damn.
Yeah, and with the Phils, everybody got relaxed, man. As frustrated as we are, those guys are probably 9 times frustrated because they hear us. They know how we feel, and they know they stink. They're going to get it together. They got to. They know they stink right now. They ain't happy about how they playing, but they ain't quitting. They keep trying. They fight because we the fighting Phils, baby.
Well, I need that Red fight to turn into wins. Coming. I need that fight to turn into wins here. We need them.
We all do. It gets there, though, but it's 162. We almost there. And we should have got all the stink up out of us. So by the time it really matters, we might have a game. The rest of them, we balling.
Yeah, well, I like that optimism. And Mr. Surehands, we'll get you in the mix. He's going to sing to you. He's going to sing.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Is that the winning answer?
It just feels, I don't know, Joe. I mean, you tell me, it feels a little weird.
Well, I mean,
grown-ass man singing to me happy birthday.
Because
you know what I think about immediately, and I know I called him plant-based. Sure hands, it's not that.
You're the plant-based one.
But it's like, remember when the famous, when Marilyn Monroe was singing to the president?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I don't think that was the rendition he was planning.
No, but I was just like, that's the first thing popped in my mind, and that just seemed a little cringy to me.
I gotta be honest with you. I thought the same thing, but
doesn't it just seem like, you know what I mean?
But you realize how much that ages you and us. That's the example we bring up. When did that happen? The Marilyn Monroe
like
JFK
60s,
thing,
right?
That's 60 years ago.
Yeah, I just rolled off my tongue like it wasn't that long ago.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. Last night on the radio broadcast, I heard because remember a couple nights ago when Bryce ended the game with the play at first, and he said he didn't want to Buckner it.
Yeah,
and then Scott and Stock last night were talking about how, you know, maybe young people need a re-education. Like, does every young baseball fan and sports fan know who Bill Buckner is? And it made me feel old because that was always like that. That was the reference when we were kids, right? Like, if you make an error or a bad play, like you ruin a game, you Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
Sometimes we use these phrases and these words from like 50, 60 years ago, and it's like it was a long time ago.
I mean, yeah,
Marilyn Monroe was a long time ago.
Yeah, like Hugh Douglas.
Well, I mean, he's using Marilyn Monroe comps. Like, that was 60 years ago.
No, I just remember that because the first thing I thought about was when he said it was that whole rendition.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah,
it
that's
was,
a lot.
That was her song was a lot that day.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Saeed. I haven't talked to Saeed in a long time. How you doing, Saeed?
All right, what's going on, fella?
What's
Take
up, man?
Take guys off speaker here. Listen, a couple things. Well, thanks for having me on. A couple things. Number one, I'm going to tell you guys like I tell everybody else. The Phillies showed me they wasn't committed to winning when they chose to send Marshawn down and leave Stubbs up. That's number one. Number two, I'm a Bryce Harper fan. I think he's a heck of a player. But I'm really starting to believe this guy's a cancer, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
We already know what happened in D.C. with the Papelbon thing. They won it the year after they sent him out. But the other day, when Estevez closed out the game, did you see him on the mound show all that emotion? Do you guys remember that?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Did you see how Bryce Harper looked at him? He didn't even acknowledge him. He didn't give him eye contact, no pat on the back, no congratulations, no nothing. He's done that several times. You got to pay attention to the little stuff. I really believe he's bringing like he probably lift by like, keeping the team spirits down. Like people probably his teammates probably just don't feel comfortable playing around him.
So, Saeed, I don't know if it's that much to that extent, but I have noticed this. His body language all year has been off. I don't know if he's battling through injuries and he's not telling anyone, and so he's just like, he got that kind of face on where he's kind of uncomfortable all the time, or he's just not happy. Saeed, I don't know what it is, but for a team that has, for most of the year, had the best record in baseball, he has not seemed really happy the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, and that could be what it is. But let me ask you this. How do you feel everybody on this roster, he almost handpicked?
Yep.
He wants to play with his team. He wants to play with his friends. So is it more so him wanting to play with his friends and him being naive to thinking he can win with his friends, or he just want to play with his friends?
I think he thinks he can win with them, but Saeed, like LeBron does this in the NBA, but like LeBron could also win championships doing it. Bryce hasn't done that yet. If you're gonna handpick the team, you got to win with them, and they've won a good amount, but not enough. Saeed, we appreciate the phone call. Strong words there about Bryce Harper. Like I don't think he's bringing the team down. Hugh, though, we've discussed this before. His body language this year, Bryce, has been kind of bizarre. It almost looks, even when they were winning earlier in the year, he's looked like he's not happy all the time. I don't know how to describe it.
And you know, it's weird because I know a lot of people, when you talk about it like that, they're going to point to the fact that, you know, the non-contract that he got and say that maybe that's the case. I don't know, man. I don't know. But the truism is this, that your legacy is hanging in the balance when it comes to this, because to that point, you know, you talk about the Nationals, when you did leave there, they did win a World Series.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're getting a little older and you want to try to win one when you're in your prime. You know, because like you said, those injuries start to mount up a little bit. So you got to get it going, man. You're still in the throes of this season. And it's not zero sum just yet. You can still pull this out and get on the right track.
215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to have our magic number segment. Obviously, no movement last night. The magic number has not changed for the Phillies. But we will look at the schedule. Hugh was referencing that earlier. We're going to look at the schedule. 35 games to go. How many games are the Phillies going to win in their final 35? And what does that mean for the division? What would the Braves or Mets, I guess, have to do in order to topple the Phillies based on our win predictions? We'll get to that coming up. They start with the Royals tonight. And, of course, you're
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.